If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
It's the 60th Jubilee! Also known as the Diamond Jubilee.
Jubilee, because it's you.
Go on, yeah, that's good.
Jubilee, that. I don't know what that means. Oh, Jubilee, of course. We're all laughing.
No one's laughing.
It's loads of laughter that we could probably use to splice together.
It's my good friend. It's Stephen Tries.
Why are you doing me before Tom?
It's weird, isn't it?
It's a bit guys, I'm here. Woo!
I'm clapping that.
Really?
You're Mr. Fucking Sitter, and then you want a round of applause.
You mean Mr. Sitter?
It's the intro. All you have to do is go, hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
You're Steven.
And then you go,
is that it? Okay, fine. Okay. Guys, it's White Noise Podcast.
Sorry to bring it to you. This is episode 60 of
yes,
the iteration
60!
Of it. You should have the gist of it by now.
Anniversary, guys.
Anniversary.
It's so normal.
Yeah, that's what we were building up for.
Tom's here. Lune.
Sapped all the energy.
Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? Because now it's like an hour or so.
You can't just
ahead.
Put on a and funny shirt like... and think that'll carry you.
It's not a funny shirt. It's a good shirt. It's not a funny shirt. It's not a comedy shirt. Guys, what's that I hear? Oh, that's right. Lune.
Give us a chance, man.
Stephen's here as well.
Stephen E.
As well. Right.
You said you wanted to be introduced after Tom.
Yeah, but just
was that was introduction, wasn't it?
Tag on.
Right. And Ryan's here.
Ryan.
Not today.
Ever try that with me?
You just got fried, bitch.
Ryan's frying would have been funny.
Yeah, Ryan's frying.
Ryan's frying. I'll leave that there in case you want to use it on me at any point.
No.
Okay, I'll put it away.
Ryan, that's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Ooh, if you want to beat me up, you know.
Yeah, that's
but
not
he
great.
Likes it.
What's new with you, Ryan?
Sorry.
Hey.
Whose podcast is this?
Do that on your own time. Don't punish us with that
good
shit.
Good Lord. And Ethan's here.
Hello. Thank you. Pleasure, Matt.
Always good to have you here, mate.
Thank you. Really?
You're sort of a ray of sunshine in my life.
Oh, it's lovely for you to say.
What do you mean? How's that sad?
Sorry, I shouldn't
knuckle. All right.
For viewers, sorry, we're in a different space, so the set will get built soon, and this is only temporary, but myself and Ryan are currently... we're on the island again, aren't we?
We are.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it? What island are you on? Not the island, surely not.
We can't contact just this guy.
The Isle of Wight.
Okay, you can tell he's packed for it. I thought it was just a summer holiday for me.
It is for them.
Not for the kids, is it?
Yeah. Sorry?
It's not for the kids, though, is it?
What do you mean?
That's not factor 50, is it?
I have been on holiday, went on a lad's holiday.
Okay.
To the Basque country.
Where's that?
It's in Spain.
Yeah.
It's not very Spanish.
They did very well.
Yeah.
So I missed
Spain. Lovely country.
Yes.
Did you call it the Basque country if it's Spain?
So it doesn't feel very Spanish. They're very, they're a bit independent. They've got their own language and culture and all the words are a bit different. But it was cool. Beautiful city. Bilbao.
Oh, I've heard of that.
If anyone knows it.
Great new character.
Yeah. Very respectful.
Well, that sounds like you've had a great time, Tom.
Yeah, really good.
Lads, plural?
Yes, there's two lads that were with me.
Chinvite.
Chinvite.
Cheers for the invite.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
nice, Ryan.
That's good.
You wouldn't have come.
Yeah, nice to have the option though.
Is it?
Which rejection would you have chosen that one? Would
well, I would have booked
Ryan,
it.
I'm off to the Basque Country with a couple of mates from school. I think it'd be great. Yeah, do you want to come on just a week?
Oh, a week?
What have we told you about the school kids, Tom? Chime in with that.
Well, what have I told you about the school? What have I told you about the school kids,
I don't
Tom?
Recall.
Turn to the judge.
Yeah, tell that to the judge.
Are you coming or what?
You really your mum with these deliveries.
Yeah, your delivery's shit, man.
No, I was...
I'm sorry I asked.
No, I am working my way up to go abroad this year, though. Yep, maybe.
To get abroad more like
That's a dream, isn't it, Ryan?
get abroad.
You and me both, buddy.
You're having that dream?
Still living that dream, man. Well, I'm not living it. I'm dreaming it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a very vivid dream, isn't it, at times?
What would you do if you're in the red light district and as you walk past, three in a row, three of the ladies in the window, they all sort of fake a phone call. I'm like,
I can tell you're not on the phone, actually. I put a glass up to the window and I'll be like, I can't hear a thing, mate.
Jumps in the canal.
Excuse me, sir, where'd you get that glass from?
Well, I've just bought it from the pub.
No, you've stolen it from the pub. Come here right now.
No, I paid good money for that pint, actually.
Doesn't mean you get to keep the glass.
Why not?
Have you ever worked in a bar?
Potentially.
Well, you know the rules, don't you, sir?
Sorry, are you one of the ladies behind the glass in this scenario?
I'm a pub owner, thank you.
Oh, you're a pub owner?
I think you know that.
Do you know the pub that I bought this glass from?
You didn't buy the glass, that's the whole issue here. You've stolen the glass.
Do you know who it was, though?
What?
Do you know who owns it? Because maybe me and him had
I just told you I'm the pub owner.
Oh, you're the pub owner of the actual pub?
I chased you down.
Oh, well.
And I've seen you
causing a
ruckus.
Show me some credentials first, because I don't want to just give some random guy
glass.
Give
me the glass back, sir.
No.
Give me the glass back, sir.
Who do you think you are?
What are you listening into? They're faking a phone call. They're not speaking.
They might not be faking it.
They definitely are.
I've got hope that she's not. Maybe she's
you.
Sorry?
They definitely... Glass, please, sir.
Max is day one of the holes. Are you sure you want to die on this?
Why have you followed me into the red light district? I clearly came here for some alone time. Well, with somebody else.
I'm sorry, sir. I totally misunderstood. We've got a lovely cubicle you'll enjoy.
Well, I've just been to your bar and I did frequent the cubicle. Yes.
Can I have the glass?
Yes,
back?
Fine. Have it back, mate. Have it back.
Rinsed.
Well, look, where am I going to rinse it? There's no sink here.
Canals. Loads of canals.
Why have you brought your little mate with you?
He's my head man.
Head of the bar. See that.
When he's not there.
Sorry?
When he's not there, I'm in charge.
So who's there now then?
He is here.
He's got a good point.
We've had to close.
You've had to close for the sake of one glass.
Yeah, theft. Because
what are
you going to
serve drinks?
We're so strict on the theft policy, sir.
Mm. Look, I'm just trying to chat to this lovely lady. Can you just let me do that?
You're trying to chat.
Give us the glass back.
You can have it, mate.
Thank
there you go. Have it. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Trying to enjoy my own glass. Awful.
You have fun with that, mate. Yeah. I'm going to have fun with Beatrice. You're done with your phone call now, love.
Probably calling the police, wasn't she?
Why? I've not done anything. Just here enjoying. Well, just
enjoying a lovely glass.
So you could go to Amsterdam.
I could go to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Have you got anywhere in mind?
No, not really. Just any
Scotland for a week.
Yeah. Well, I have been thinking about Scotland, but that's only because if I don't go abroad, I think I need to go away anyway. Got 7 days holiday.
Is this the right approach? Like doing that.
Yeah.
It should be a privilege,
but it's not somehow.
Well, that's just because of the whole turkey thing. I've got that thing in the back of my mind. I just didn't go, Stephen.
Oh, I don't like this.
I just had a full-blown breakdown.
Are you worried that the same
thing else fully blown?
Not
if you get
years,
that in Amsterdam,
Khaled, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. You reckon?
Nah, I think if Dave, Dave likes to talk about his being woken up by a blowjob. I think to prove how much he loved it, he probably had to do it to Canada on one of the days. And then after that, Canada's like, I don't see you in that sort of way.
Mm.
Ryan was getting a few FaceTimes off them separately.
Yeah.
Saying, mate, what do I do? Do I have to suck him off back? Mm. Ryan's just hanging off the balcony. Going, I'm a little bit busy right now.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the balcony at their place.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
Desperate to see it.
You got a different flight to come suck you both off.
Faked a breakdown.
What? Really didn't want to go.
Well, that sounds like a great holiday, Tom.
Thank you, Max. Mm. Yeah. Obviously came back, opened the bar, cat's pockets, got the football on, which is nice.
Footy.
Cat's pockets.
No, it's just completely unofficially the cat's pocket, but we can still enjoy that, right?
Yeah, of course we can.
Yeah.
It's great that it's open for the football season.
Mm, well, it won't be for the football season because I don't
know. No, it will be open.
We'll be you're absolutely right, yeah, for pre-game drinks.
Am I wrong?
No, but we can't show the football in the season. Because out of a license,
you could put on the kits and reenact what happened.
Could do. Yeah.
That's
wow. Yeah, it's
expensive to get 20 kits.
22 men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, every player.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, and they also have 5 subs each. So
bloody hell, that's all right, isn't it?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, it might not be. Maybe
it's
hate
only
that
a small
idea.
Bar, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah.
Got on that concourse, haven't we?
Yeah, of course.
Loads of space there.
Got the other room.
Yep. Got attacked, didn't we? The cat's pocket, got attacked on social media.
Wow.
Small business.
What? Attacked?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is shocking.
What did they say?
It was a bit of a personal attack. Someone who I considered a friend was casting aspersions on my physical appearance.
Whoa!
It was a very negative posting towards,
that's mental.
What is a new business, a new small local business, and
maybe they weren't
a local
attacking
business
owner. Maybe they were just attacking the owner that put something, outrageous
about
them.
Just
there's
no need to attack the owner. The owner did nothing wrong.
So the owner put up a post saying, about some TV that was in the bar.
No, he didn't.
That was graciously loaned.
No, he didn't.
For the football.
No, he didn't.
And he put, thanks for the £2,000 TV, Max. He's saying that it was, because the TV was rubbish. It was a tiny, small TV.
I thought that was your actual TV. I fully believed Tom, yeah.
If anything, putting you in a good light, because it was, generous of you.
It was.
To
I thought
TV.
It was,
I am a generous
person. It was
person.
Kind of fun. It was a little callback to, the fun we have here.
What, and
the
what I put wasn't a bit of fun. Mm. And it wasn't like lighthearted and
bro
like,
getting beard mogged in his own bar.
And Mika Richards as well.
That's fun.
Good. That's good fun.
Because not only does it advertise the bar.
I do have a picture of Max when he came in later and I will use it to retaliate.
What are you doing, Max?
Hey guys, I came in and I spent good money.
That's what she
shit
said.
Shit money covered in poo.
Oh no.
Sorry?
He said that's what she said. Don't you regret
it? That's what he said.
Nice. No, well, hang on. What's
I came in here and spent good money. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's horrible.
Max did Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
real good money.
It's not disappointing, but, it's just,
I guess this is the hurdle that small businesses face,
of course.
The plight of social media,
especially
trolls.
When they start it.
Trolls, yeah. That you can, anyone can, I mean, luckily, not any bad reviews, but anyone can review you, anyone can post anything.
No, of course, yeah. Scary,
just
isn't it?
Try and stand up to that,
What if the person who saw the beard transplant or who did it saw that sees post that. And then they, they then have a go at. The cat's pocket.
Or the white noise podcast.
Yeah.
We couldn't have that at all.
The nation of Turkey.
Well, you didn't go to Turkey.
Where did you go?
I didn't, but people don't know.
Do you want to say where you went?
I think you've said it, haven't you?
Bilbao.
What is going on? What is going on?
Holiday.
No, he's in about for his beard.
For his beard.
Oh, sorry. Are you went to Turkey?
He went to Salford.
All right.
Is he getting topped up in Bilbao?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like people get fridge magnets. Tom just gets a little hair follicle.
That's nice. A few more holidays, mate.
Yeah, different coloured ones. Yeah,
it's fun, isn't it?
That is fun. Thank you, mate.
But hey, guys, look, if you want a great drink for a great price, go to the Cat's Pocket
with code. Oh, we don't have a code.
Yeah, well, do you want to put a code out now?
We'll put it. We can put it afterwards. Yeah, I'll figure
in the Patreon. We're going to
because people keep coming in, and some will show me the. Patrons say that they get a discount and I'm just kind of making it up, and I'm probably giving too big a discount at the moment.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Can't give too big a discount,
so I've got to be careful.
Patrons,
guys, for 20% off, 20%. Well, was that too much?
£20 off though.
£20 off, yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
£20 off when you spend £500.
Wow. Yeah? It's less than 20%.
That is like, is it less?
Yeah, it's quite quick. Yeah. It's less. Less, I think, yeah.
That's quick maths, man.
Such an evil laugh.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's going to be a really good discount, really fair discount. Maybe even there's some specific Patreon drinks offers.
Oh, a Patreon drink.
That will all be a Patreon drink.
Oh, what would be the podcast drink if we...
Special cocktail.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at, right?
Yeah. Ooh, a special cocktail, perhaps.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Brian. A drink could be just a beer or something.
A drink. Yeah,
maybe something to do with Dave and citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he obviously had that.
White noise could be milk.
Oh, fuck it. How did we end up here? Max's milk.
That's all right, isn't it? Max's creamy milk.
Max's signature cocktail will be available. Whether we'll sell any, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
What would that be?
Well, it's milk mainly, but what else have you got in it?
Ooh, Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Kahlua, yeah. Bit of Bailey's. Wow, very creamy, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a whole milk.
Yeah.
The good stuff.
Real whole.
Block of fudge, Jason.
That's awful.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
Stephen, you've been up to much, mate.
I watched Toy Story 5.
Any good?
Any good?
Yeah. Better than 4.
I don't even remember 4.
That bloody spork thing, Forky.
Yeah, Forky.
Yeah.
It annoyed me.
I might go and see it, you know.
My niece was sat next to me, so about every 5 or 10 minutes or so, she'd just pop her head in front of me and see what I was up to. But yeah, they're talking about how, you know, the iPad's sort of taken over. It's all about screens now. Oh. You're guilty of this, viewer.
No. Have you seen some of the news clips of like interviewing kids for the post social media ban? I've seen a couple. One of them was just like girl saying, "I'll just," I think she logged 8 hours that day or something.
Oh,
day
yeah.
It was like, I guess I'll just stare at the wall.
Yeah.
And then someone else was asked like, "What are you concerned? You know, how do you think it's going to affect you?" And said, "Well, how are we supposed to know what to do?
This is it."
Scary, that isn't it?
Scary. So kind of, it's probably for the best.
I guess if we had were all banned from social media, what would you miss most?
Is it doom scrolly? Just sort of flick through it, and you're not even really paying attention.
But would you miss that? Is that just you swapped a habit for another habit?
I'll probably just find another habit, wouldn't I? Smoking.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Mate, you could be doing that whilst doom scrolling.
Yeah. That's true. I could.
It'd be so much cooler.
Just I could be doing loads of things. Yeah. Like drinking,
just smoking a big Cuban.
Yes. He's having fun.
He's not.
Sorry?
I don't think he is having fun.
Yeah.
Why is he there then?
Just the body language expert.
Just go away.
He's sort of.
I know he can sense
rut.
That from you.
Like, I'm here doom scrolling, doing whatever with my Cuban mate.
Yeah.
And then what? He's not even enjoying it.
He just sees you as a mate.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
And he's getting half a job. It seems like you're more interested in funny cat videos.
Sometimes the best bit is when you sort of laugh whilst his cock's in your mouth.
Tickles
him. Oh, at least that was something different.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I'll
go back to that one, would you?
Maybe I'll watch the White Noise Patreon, £3 a month, and I'll be laughing all the time.
Just doom scroll the patron. Yeah, there's a doom scroll. £3 for this.
I don't think I miss anything, mate.
Oh, next week we're going to film the patron special that I owe you. It's going to be great.
Can't wait for that.
I've not heard a single thing about this.
Have you not?
No.
You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
Ryan, are you aware of it?
No, not cool.
Are you aware of anything?
Is this you?
Well, no. Well, I'm not aware of where you're filming next week. No,
but I have told you what it is.
I am unaware of the location.
Ryan, we spoke yesterday. I told you about it. This is a worry unless you're playing up to it.
I'd never know, you know.
He just starts
Yesterday.
What have you done this week?
What have you done this week? I've just been doing a lot of work recently now.
Okay, well, it's Tuesday
full time
today
now, aren't I? Oh yeah. Well, I worked yesterday.
How long?
Nine hours. Yeah.
At the Cube.
Yeah. Way less stressed.
You got money pouring in.
Yeah, man.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Have some back.
I know. Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Clever. If you had to pick a charity to donate money to,
yes,
what would you pick?
Probably a sort of a cancer one.
Great, that's good.
For the start
cancer one.
Yeah, July. Or crabs. I donate to crabs.
Crabs.
Oh, but like just throwing money at crabs.
In the sea or like...
Pubic STIs. Pubic
lice. No, not the pubic lice. I just don't... There must be charities out there that
help donating
crabs.
To the pubic lice themselves as such.
You'd probably get the wrong idea if somebody was thrusting money at your crotch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, strippers do it. I imagine that's what you were doing in the red light district as well.
Trying to
at least.
Just thrusting money in your own crotch.
Just waving my credit card.
Pressing your cock up against the window, aren't you?
Ooh, okay.
That's weird.
Weirdo.
What else?
And then just like slowly humping it. Yeah. But no erection was coming.
Aww.
So I'm not even enjoying it.
I think you are enjoying it. It's just,
and it's free.
Wait, so I'm humping a window. I don't have an erection.
No.
So you're humping a window near the red light district.
And you're saying, I found a loophole. And then they realise it's an actual hole. And they just chop off whatever's poking through.
Try it, mate, honestly.
Yeah. Nick, you're forced
try it, mate.
What do you mean by that?
Fucking try it, mate. I just want to feel anything at this point. Just fucking try it.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, don't. And I don't want this to be in the special next week.
No, I would
get
nothing
some
to
cock
do with
cut off in a bloody alleyway in Amsterdam.
You sound like, oh, don't you guys.
Guys!
Don't you do that.
Stop it.
What have you been up to? Any 7 a.m. sessions?
No, I got a call at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
Who from?
Police.
Well, I wish. It was somebody I work with saying, get us into Cruise, and just started doing that to the bouncer at Cruise because he knew who I was, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Shocking that.
Yeah,
did they
great.
Get in?
Yeah, annoyingly.
Oh, but now you're,
but that's just,
you're
that's
giving
just,
them a
yeah.
way in.
I might start doing that.
What, calling Max when you're at Cruise?
Yeah, just, have you ever been to Cruise? Trying to get in anywhere.
I think it means specifically the place Cruise.
Yeah.
I can get into Cruise, you could. No?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think you two are one of the same.
Both improv kings.
Well, no. One has been voted it, one self-proclaimed.
And Max has got charisma.
Have I?
Yeah.
That's the first time you've ever said that.
I've got charisma.
Oh, no.
For listeners, you miss nothing.
I envy you.
When's the most charismatic you've been, do you think?
I am quite a charismatic. I mean, maybe not with you lot, I guess. I don't know.
What if we weren't us? What if we like...
You know, because do you know what maybe I've realised is
what?
That when we're all here together, right?
Mm. Yeah.
We've all got comedy degrees.
Well.
We're all fighting to be the funniest person in the room.
Well.
When I'm in a room where none of you
a lot
are
of this
in
your
it,
head.
I'm the funniest person in the room.
Well,
at the Cube.
In your head.
Wow. In my head, yeah.
So it's psychological, this.
Right, it's all psychological, isn't it? Everything is.
It's different. It's different styles of comedy, you know. This is somewhat reliant on wit for a conversation.
Oh yeah.
So maybe that isn't your strong suit.
Do you do like a lot of pratfalls at work?
Yeah. A lot of
like sort of banana peels
and stuff. You've got a fake hand.
Repeat my jokes a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of
physical stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More.
Lee Evans.
Have you got any like cube-based puns?
Thank cube.
Very good.
When people ask for what team name to say, I always suggest QB-Doo.
Yeah.
And you're the funniest in the room.
Yeah, I'm hilarious. Ask anyone.
Thank you. That's fun.
I can't think of any more.
Well, two's good though, isn't it?
Yes.
40 hours a week.
How many years?
It's just the same things.
How many years have you been there?
Three.
Really?
Feels longer than that.
It does, yeah.
No, yeah. 2023.
You know when you said that you want to go on holiday this year? Do you mean 2026 or
as
you're
30?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Would you go away on your own?
You would.
You might have to, right?
I would.
Last time but you said that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that was 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Not that long ago, Ryan.
So you've
done a podcast
in April. Consistent person, are you?
No, but we speak off podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
last time
right.
we spoke of it, that's the way I'd do it.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about going alone. And but it's. Do you know what it is? During the days, it would be fine. It would be the evening.
Those lonely nights
where it's sort of like
you can use some of that famous Rizzo to get a lady.
Yeah,
or a couple of friends.
Make friends.
Yeah. So much charisma. Just take it on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, without us, you would be the funniest person in the country.
Yeah.
That is true.
Thank you.
Okay, fuck you.
If you go to Cuba, then you've got all those jokes.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah,
because you just tweak a lot of your cube jokes. And you're in, and you've got all your Castro stuff.
Cuba dooby doo.
Nah, I can't get Cuba.
You'd have to do it right now.
I'll get back to you. Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. Hey guys, some great weeks there.
Did we ask Max?
Got a call in bed.
Call in bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Call in bed. Holiday.
Right. Really? No, to be honest.
Charismatic. Yeah, that's pretty
true. So it's just a lot of work based stuff for me. It's nothing. You know, there's a guy dressed as a wasp.
That's a great story.
We do a comedy course at work, and they did their showcase the other day. And the last guy was a guy that's called Wasp Man, and he was dressed as a wasp. He had a great...
This is a 12-week course, and this is like the showcase at the end of it.
Potentially.
I reckon he pinched Wasp Man on the first hour of the first day. And he went, not really what we're trying to do here.
One of his great jokes. I went to B&M the other day, or as I call it, an M, because I fucking hate bees.
But he said it in a voice.
Oh, it was really... I went to B&M the other day, but I call it an M because I hate bees.
Very good.
It was like 8 minutes of that.
8 minutes?
Just wanted to tear my hair out.
I liked his one about Airbnb.
Go on then.
Aaron.
Oh, that's good. You get it?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
I should hope so.
B&Q.
Yeah, you should have stepped on his stuff now, mate.
Yeah.
Maybe there's legs to this.
Bees do have legs.
Yeah. It's hot out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's tough.
Stifling.
It's tough out in the heat, you know. Schools are closed today.
Wearing a white shirt.
How did you find out? On the radio.
Schools are closed.
Yeah, schools are closed.
Because of the heat.
Yeah, it's too hot, mate.
That really? Is mental.
That has never happened.
This soft generation. Back in my day, you'd be forced to go to school with a coat on.
Or just something. Just put something on, for God's sake.
Takes one to know one, eh?
Yeah. Okay, right.
Guys, it's time for a new segment. New segment alert!
Ooh, play the jingle.
Is he saying new segment or news?
News segment.
Sure. Nude segment. You need to take those shorts off. Segment. It's Lock the Week. I'm going to ask some great... I'm going to give you the answer to a question, and you've got to give me the question.
Tara and Brian's safe, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I could do it better.
Good one. What are you holding back?
I have a list of answers, and in your head, you need to give me the question
that answer. We'll be smiling.
Great
to
for
ourselves.
The listeners, viewers, everyone at home. Just think of something funny.
So when you hear me go, then you know I've cooked.
So, in true, if this is the answer, what's the question fashion, even though that's not what we're calling it Lock the Week.
Yeah.
I have a list of categories.
Nice.
We'll go with Ryan.
Bless you.
You have 4 categories here to choose from.
Yeah.
Oh, cat.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so sorry,
mate. Gary as well.
I don't get it.
Categories.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the cat.
Yeah.
Nah, I've got cat mogged in his own podcast. Right, we've got the World Cup. We've got politics, music, or nature.
Nature, please.
Is this the last one and that's all he remembered?
No, I was between World Cup and nature.
The last two.
And okay, great topic there, Ryan. Thank you very much. The answer is over 3,000 in one night.
Ooh. How many girls did I used to get with when we used to go Fifth Ave?
What's my record number of wanks?
How many sausages has Max eaten on our combined trips?
How many times have I watched Clarkson's Farm this week?
How many tears did Keir Starmer cry this week?
Oh.
More specifically, in one evening, actually.
Oh, we can't compete with that. That's funny and satirical.
Yeah.
How many Persians did the Spartan kill during the Battle of 300?
We done with this? We happy with this?
How many times did I sneeze with this hay fever?
It's good.
How many times did I shit myself in Asia?
Got a few more categories if you want. Stephen, do you want to pick one?
World Cup, please.
World Cup. Do you want the answer to the previous question?
Well, the question.
It's how many lightning strikes hit London last night?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, during the storm.
If Max was a millionaire in Amsterdam, how many prostitutes would he sleep with?
When I am, guys, if you want to leave your number in the comments.
How much did he spend?
It's the same one.
Yes, prostitutes, leave your number in the comments.
What's wrong with that?
You and your Riz.
Thank you, guys.
What would you do if you saw your mum's number there?
Well, I'd have to...
Who's the house phone?
Well, they don't have a house phone.
Whoever answers does it.
And you can't get through because it's always busy.
Well, the only reason I would know it was my mum's number is because I would have... Because I don't know off by heart. Yeah, so I'd have to call it and it would come up and I'd be like...
Yeah, that's how you found out.
That's bad.
Yeah. But you're so fucking horny at this point.
Mm. Yeah, no, but she's so far away.
Wow.
So I'd just be like, you know what?
You hear the voice and you hang on.
Where am I?
Asda?
I'm in Asda. Yeah. Very rarely go to Asda. That's why I went to Asda.
How often do you shag your mum?
The answer is never.
Voice, man. I'm not normally in Asda. I'm really in the pet food aisle.
Usually yours. Guys.
Such a chance encounter.
The answer is Turkey and Jordan.
Haven't I travelled?
Nice.
Yeah. Turkey and Jordan.
What are you going to name your twins?
Nice. Who's got more plastic surgery?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good one. That's good.
What do I like to eat on Christmas Day?
Oh, lucky. who's got bigger breasts?
Nice.
Max enjoys a mouthful of what at Christmas?
Oh, he's always
exactly the same.
Really, I wasn't listening at all.
I don't know what's got bigger breasts.
It's funny that.
Yeah, put my one in.
This is a
Turkey
Jordan.
What does
Harvey around. Price love to suck on?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I guess he does. Well, next
first,
prompt.
First two countries first two out of the countries World Cup. Out of the,
yeah. Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we've got two more if we want to keep going.
Oh, wait. Which two teams did I get in my sweepstake at work?
Can I get a refund, please?
Re again.
Allow it, fam. Allow it. Hey, Tom, you got politics or music?
Oh, I guess politics.
Oh, yes.
Let this guy loose on politics.
Oh, the audience are in for a treat.
Stop begging it, mate.
Who, me? Oh, I'm sorry that I'm having fun. I'm sorry, mate.
Fine, okay. Apology
you might not
accepted.
Be used to people
apology
having fun
accepted.
Around
that's
you,
fine.
But it happens sometimes.
We'll move on.
717 days.
When was the last time I got laid?
And the rest.
It's not that bad, is it?
Yeah.
Quite lucky that.
Yeah.
What did I name the Boeing plane? 717 days. That's hilarious. How long out of date is the pesto in my fridge?
Get a new one.
How long did I get to prepare for this segment? I still fucked it.
There's something about a weight loss journey.
How many days left is there in the World Cup? There's more fixtures than normal.
I didn't know that.
Funny and informative.
A bit like my Spartan thing earlier, but yeah.
What's the sequel to 500 Days of Summer? Stupid Ethan.
Well, some great answers, questions there.
When was the last time my wife hugged me?
Cheers, Tom.
Right. What do you mean?
great topic there. Ethan.
How long does it take Tom to think of something for Lock of the Week?
Yeah, I said that already.
Yeah. Did you? Fuck off, Ryan.
We got one more. It's music.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, music.
For how long has Max been paying off his TV?
It's paid off, mate. Paid off. 80,000 people, but not Ryan Locke.
Who would I invite to my birthday party?
That's good, that. That's good.
What's the population of Turkey?
it's not accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it doesn't need to be
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's when you can just, you know.
How many funny people are there that work at the Cube?
Where's my frying pan?
What's this topic, sorry?
Music.
Music. Oh, what would that be?
Oh, okay.
What would the actual question be?
How many members are there of Blazing Squad?
You got it, Tom?
I do, yeah. There's a lot of them. It's like 15.
And it's pretty current.
It's very current, yeah.
Good then, Max. What's the question?
It's the Park Life, yeah.
Oh.
No.
Because you've been to loads of them.
Been to one for like 2 hours.
Could have fooled me. Fine. Did you know 250,000 people came to Manchester this weekend? Could you take that on, Lily Allen and then Park Life?
See, the Blossoms did a pop-up gig.
Oh, so 42.
Was that, yeah. It was cool, that, wasn't it?
They were doing weddings for their new album.
Yeah.
They were doing weddings?
All those people at Dean's Gate.
Their album is something like something about wedding cake. Then they were turning up at people's weddings and doing their songs.
All right.
That's fun. Yeah. Not fun if you're on the road on Dean's Gate.
Yeah.
Ambulances.
There's loads of people bloody waiting here. 80,000, but not Ryan Locke.
Yeah. Loads of people. Not many popping into Frank's, though. Just pop up the steps. Just
grabbing the microphone off them.
I'm just
rude. I'll do your wedding for you. Go on. Me? Aren't you that wasp bloke? You want to be married? Be my wife. Be my wife. I will if you want. Although you wouldn't say be, would you? Say just my wife. My queen. Queen bee. Yeah.
This guy doesn't hate bees.
I love bees. Love them. I let him sting me. Does it feel something, anything?
Great new segment, Lock of the Week.
That was fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Work in progress, but
I think maybe give us, you know, half a day to work on that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm happy to do that because I bet they do that on the show.
100%.
Oh, they get days in advance.
Yeah,
I was watching the new one on TLC. And that's good. It's a lot more fun now.
Yeah,
it's not the BBC going, Angelique.
Same. Some of the same faces.
Dara Brian's there. Yeah.
Russell Howard.
No.
Hugh Dennis was in
occasionally,
one. I don't know if he was in. Yeah.
Rhys James is on, not the Chelsea football.
Oh, okay.
Rhys James is on there quite a lot. Maisie Adams on it. Who told me off for saying Maisie Adams? Oh, it was Jamie Hutchinson.
What's wrong with? Oh.
Well, what did you say?
Oh, I said Maisie Adams. You pluralise something you're not supposed to. Idiot, Stephen.
Oh, it's Maisie Adams.
Told off for that.
Yeah, he's weirdly, the guy who was doing a Pakistani voice on his own podcast told me for saying Maisie Adams. And it's weird that it's on the TLC channel because that's.
I've only caught it on YouTube because they put the full episodes.
No, it's TLC's YouTube channel.
I don't know, but it's still weird that they put it on like the full thing.
It's cool though.
Max, can we have your Max weight?
Can do.
Yeah. Go on, Smitty.
Guys, it's not been good.
Previously on Max Weight.
I really thought it was going to be. We started off 22 stone, 7 pounds.
Yeah, so you started on what? I missed it.
22 stone, 22. 7 pounds. I don't know what that is in kilograms. Do your own research.
Yeah.
I'm now, as of this morning, 19.10.
Whee.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. Nearly 3 stone.
So it must have been on the Easter eggs.
And the rest.
Yeah.
All those little community wafers.
They're for the community.
I am the community. I guess I am part of the community.
Different members in the community keep walking around the block, coming back with a new disguise. Pocket full of wafers.
We're getting there. Bought some new clothes.
3,000 steps in one night.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, anyway. That's good.
I did 80,000, but not Ryan Locke.
Yes, lads. Yeah. Well done.
Very quick.
I realised I've got green on my top. Will that just become invisible? That.
No, it's quite dark, I think. It'd get away with it.
What are we going to have in the background?
No, Epstein Island, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your fault.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least you got your holiday.
News. Yeah, Keir Starmer's gone. We're hoping for bigger and better things in the future.
I don't think he was that bad.
I don't think he did much.
He banned the social media, didn't he? And then resigned the next day.
Boo.
Anyway, did you hear about the 1-month-old pony named Miles?
Didn't hear about it.
It's in Croatia.
Go on, spit it out.
He's living in an apartment in Croatia on the fourth floor. Right. But everyone loves him.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you say, but everyone loves him? Sorry. It seemed like a feel-good story, but everyone loves him.
But there's a chance, like, if you've got like an animal in your house, you're not going to be there going, oh, it's sick, mate. There's a pony.
I've got a cat.
Yeah, I know, but a cat and a pony are different, aren't they?
They are.
If a cat's shitting, it's in a litter box. When a pony's shitting, it's just all over
big
the place.
Big litter box. Yeah.
How big's that litter box going to be for a pony?
How much is it eating?
Well, probably a lot. It's a baby pony.
Does it live alone?
No, it's probably got a family. He seems cheerful with a strong desire to suckle, eat and fight.
Who's saying this?
It's a lady.
Is this an AI generated story?
It's a lady talking about the pony, and she's saying, look, he was sick and now he's better.
He's got a desire to fight. Great.
He was sick but now he's better.
Neighbours love it.
What more could you want?
He's got a knife between his ears. Let me suckle. Let me fucking suckle.
He's great. He's having a great time. Great. Guys, what is the worst animal you'd accept being your neighbour?
So the little bit I added on was maybe one for the car journey to the pod. Even then, you just ride down the window and look out.
Jump out.
What's the worst animal?
The worst animal you'd want as a neighbour? Maybe a snake, worry of that crawling.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
You'd accept it, though. You'd accept the snake, right? Okay.
So if your neighbour went, look, I've got a new snake.
Yep.
Got a new snake.
Wasps. Me pet wasps. Just
loads of wasps.
Just a bloke in a costume.
It's me! I come from NQ!
Chimpanzee.
Oh, I always think of the one that ripped the woman's face off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think at what point I would say to my neighbour, no, that's not happening.
Like a tiny poisonous frog.
You'd accept a tiny poisonous frog.
Well, I wouldn't want to, because I wouldn't be able to see him either.
Well, it's invisible.
Yeah. Well, he's just so small.
Like a little ninja frog.
An invisible poisonous frog.
It's got a taste for human blood.
Living on the fourth floor. Yeah. But everyone loves him.
He loves suckling. Oh, maybe like it's just a horrible person. A horrible human.
Ooh. Go on.
Take your pick, mate. And they're just living there, and you're like, oh, I don't like him, but I have to deal with it.
But there is a pet.
Well, I guess.
Just shit in a litter box.
So if someone had like Ethan on a lead.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to accept
that would be
if
weird.
Ethan's accepted it.
Little Jordan Terrier.
It would be bad of me not accepting it.
Rewind to 3 weeks ago, eh? You laugh, you lose. Being there.
Yes!
Done that. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. That's good news. Time for celebrity gossip.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
This week it's for you, Thomas.
Okay.
A chance for redemption.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
51-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio enjoying time with his 29-year-old girlfriend Victoria Cerretti in Spain.
I mean, that's okay, isn't it?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
He's left the 25 club.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the youngest you would date, Ryan?
It's 25.
Right, okay.
What's the oldest you'd date, Ryan?
30.
Wow. Okay.
The oldest you'd date is 30?
Yeah, I don't really want to be with someone that's older than me.
Are you scared of old
people? Yeah, not scared of old people.
Why wouldn't you want to date someone who's like...
Is a 31-year-old really, an old person?
I don't...
Bloody hell.
Someone who's 32, what's the problem
with that? Yeah, I mean, there's not really a problem with that at all, is there?
He's looking for trouble.
I guess
problems.
I just wouldn't... Yeah, I don't know.
Is your answer you would just want to date a 25-year-old?
No. If it was on Tinder, you'd swipe off?
I know it sounds terrible. I just like the idea of being older.
What?
I don't know why.
Older people can be attractive.
Yeah. Some
What's
of them.
The logic to that?
I don't. There is no logic.
Put yourself down, mate.
There is no logic.
So why are you committed
just
to it?
I feel like
if there's no logic to it, why are you sticking to it?
He might not have meant me. He might not have.
If you go, this is nonsensical, but I'm going to commit to this way of thinking. Don't go, what's that?
Well, I don't have an answer for you, mate.
Okay, right. You're out in a bar, Ryan. You're out in a bar. And a lovely, you know, very sexy 40-year-old lady comes over to you.
Yeah.
And she wants to chat. She wants to chat. You know, it's a bit flirty.
Can we see what that would look like?
Hey.
She doesn't want to chat.
No, maybe that was
it's a karaoke bar. I've got an original.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind watching that.
Don't mind Duncan. He gets bored of me. Likes to chat to the others, don't he?
Yeah. I like to chat to the younger ladies. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, 40? Yeah. My friend, he's 30.
Oh, okay.
Nearly 31.
Yeah.
And the rest.
Yeah, you could have fooled me.
Oh, you like an older crowd,
Duncan,
do you?
Don't be rude.
Yeah, sure.
You do?
Yeah, well, no, actually.
You can't chat to girls your own age.
Can't chat to anyone, is it?
No. I don't know why useless. I said that. I don't know.
So you don't like an older crowd?
Well, do you know, I do like older crowds.
Why have you got a bow tie on?
I don't know.
You're here on your own?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I came on holiday on my own, and now I'm here.
Holiday to a karaoke bar in Manchester.
It's a holiday.
I saw you leave your house this morning. I know where you live. You live next door to me. God, this is an holiday.
This is my pet Duncan. It's the worst animal you could have.
Yeah, but everyone loves him.
I love to suckle and fart.
That's terrible.
Suckle and fart.
He suckles out my farts, but then, Duncan, that's not for now.
Really, gents are lovely. Yeah. You're 40.
I am. Don't get hung up on it. Single.
Yes.
I am single. Recently divorced.
Would you go for someone who's 30?
Oh, my age.
Not your age.
Take anything you can get.
Oh, you're all right. Good. Well, me too now.
The dating pool gets a bit thin.
Mm.
You're in the wrong pool.
Oh,
I've got a paddling one at home.
Silly Duncan.
No, silly. Duncan's my head under the water.
That's his full name.
Legally, yeah.
You like to have fun, do you, Duncan?
No.
No.
Hate it.
Cheers, Dunk.
How did you end up being this lady's pet?
Don't ask me, ask her.
I went to a lovely animal sanctuary and they were going to put him down.
Oh,
and
why?
I simply couldn't. He's just a fucking pest. And I couldn't see the light leave his eyes, so I thought, I'll take him. And
the light never has left my eyes since I've been with her.
Any regrets?
No, we do keep the lights on.
Yeah.
He's got wandering hands and tongue.
Yeah. That's why I keep my hands in my pockets.
And his tongue.
I have my tongue in my pockets.
How old are you, Duncan?
What?
How old are you?
Mental question to ask, actually.
That is mental.
Mm. He's
very rude. Can I just say this? You've got no charisma.
No charisma.
That's rude to say.
You don't even know me.
No, I don't want to.
I don't even know you either.
Don't want to. If I saw you in the animal pen, I'd say, fucking kill that one.
Yeah.
Give me the bullet, I'll do it.
Like you would.
Yeah, wear the bow tie. Does it make you interesting?
Yeah. What a sad quirk you need.
Your entire personality. A loose fitting bow tie with a white t-shirt and khaki shorts.
And the bow tie is tucked into the shirt.
Yeah, nice one, Duncan.
Ow! What the fuck?
He's very sensitive.
I'm sorry, Duncan.
That fucking mental just hit someone you just met.
It was meant to be affectionate.
Really? You call that affection? You see why you're single, mate.
Oh, Duncan, that's not nice.
Is it not?
I raised you better than that this past week.
Did a good job.
I mixed reviews.
I doff my cap to you, sir. Are you doing the karaoke then? You're doing a duet?
Yeah. Wait, love story?
Is that really good? Is that going to make the cut?
Yeah.
I think it will.
Me and Ryan singing love story.
Oh, I'd love that.
No, to Ryan, because that takes us out of the theme.
Yeah, I go back on everything I said then. I would date someone older than me.
Fair enough.
Well, on that bombshell,
yep.
It's now time for Your Laugh, Your Lose.
Oh.
Everyone's appropriately warmed up.
So I'm kind of going to take this time today to bring something to your attention. to show you something that's upset me a little bit, because I think we probably need to chat about it. It might not be super funny, but I think it's important. I was actually in Withington last night visiting my grandma, who, as you know, is in, she's in a home. She's got a awful dementia.
And where is Withington?
It's not important, Ryan. It's kind of South Manchester. But yeah, I went to see her last night. I thought that'd be the most tragic part of my evening. But I went to the pub afterwards, just, you know, to decompress, have a little pint. And I saw someone we know. And it was a bit... I don't think they saw me, but I observed them over, you know, an hour or so. It was a bit much. I thought maybe I should, could show you. So anyway, here you go.
Push the car, just hit me. End it all. Anyway, the pub. Let's get a pint. Ah, you fucking clown. Oh, it's just beginning to pick up in here. Oh, it's taking me money. Oh, what's that, mate? Oh, you weren't talking to me. Oh, no worries, it's fine. Oh, it's fine, don't worry. Such a loser. You know I'm mates with Stephen Tries.
I remember him, bro.
Can you move, mate?
Every bloody night. If I was just a bit more better looking, I wouldn't have this. But Tom doesn't have these problems. Shite.
That was good.
Did Ryan go?
No, Ryan went.
Ryan went.
Oh, thank God.
Is he here next rapid. Week?
Maybe spin the wheel.
Is it? Or... Oh, I don't know. No, fair enough.
You can do an Insta reply if you want to go now.
Ooh.
That's what the kids sometimes do.
Fuck it. Shall we? Yeah, if you could just close your eyes. And 3, 2, 1, open your eyes. Hello, chaps. I'm just going down the local market to get some fish. Now, you might be wondering, what kind of fish? Well. So, almost got ya. I'll save it for another time, I think. Because quick fire isn't my style.
Maybe we spin that the wheel
the
then.
That is the end. You can laugh now. Stop holding it in. Stop holding it in. You can laugh now. The time is done.
What did you? Does anybody want some fish?
What sort of fish, though?
Ooh. Fish, I knew. I'd make it look easy.
I just had to do a lazy eye and get the bow tie involved. And I'll improv something.
You did really well.
It's
not easy on the spot.
It's not.
You've made it look easy in the past when you slap yourself and you did the
Gazio. Well, I thought, I nearly did something like that, but I thought I can't do that. I was just going to poke myself in the balls.
We could spin the wheel.
We're spinning the wheel.
What does that mean?
3, 2.
Yes! Did it land on?
It landed on Max.
Hey! Would you take that out, please? Yeah, of course. There's a lot of Jamo's dancing, which, you know, is what I directed.
Also, how long was that clip?
Yeah, Joke
like
Thief.
A minute.
It's my choreographed dance.
Are we allowed to...
Is that improv, or was that told to do it?
Am I getting accused of the Joke Thief?
Yeah.
Well, we've been through this last week.
Tom told me to do it.
I just thought, oh, that dance was fun.
Ooh, that was mental.
Why do we do a bit of that?
So reliant on that as well. That's what set you off.
Plus the...
Was it? I thought it was the bit it's starting to pick up in here. That's what got me.
That was the final
time. I've always been told that the clip's meant to be 30 seconds.
Oh,
we
have mixed it up loads over there.
Have we? Yeah, we're allowed to do
normally when I'm on my sixth week, I'll do a minute.
Yeah. So we're allowed to do over 30 seconds, okay? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a set piece.
Might do
I guess.
A 2-hour, you laugh, you lose next week.
Look forward to that.
More for
you. Yeah, sure,
yeah.
Me reading. Yeah, that's fine.
If we get to the end of 2 hours with no laughter, Max, imagine how shit you'll feel.
I feel good, man. You're real good.
Imagine the energy of that last half an hour.
Well, I'm not going to film it all at once. It's not going to be
is it going to be filmed?
2 hours.
Oh, I thought it might be like a bit live. You know, there might be
I'd never do that. Yeah. Could he use that green screen?
Ethan, how does it feel that your miserable life has become a way to make people laugh.
There was a scene that Tom wanted me to do was to burst into the women's toilets, and I refused categorically.
Do you remember how classy it was when we did Strawberry and Gemma?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I ran with all your ideas.
Yeah. In my mind, yeah. He was like, just he downed his pint, it's like G'd himself up and bolted in there, and then just got chased out with a handbag.
I couldn't do it. I had to get Lucy to convince us not to do it, so
You had to get Lucy to convince
Tom,
you.
Sorry, oh, okay. Convince Tom. Yeah.
Were you an aggressive director then?
Yes.
Yeah. Do it!
Yeah.
People are looking!
We might have to meet up at some point.
Oh, okay. What for?
Ethan needs a break.
You laugh, you lose, mate.
Ethan needs a break.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I paid Ethan when I...
You did. Yeah.
That's fine.
20 quid.
And I bought him a pint.
Oh, that's not 20 quid, though.
I offered him 20 quid. He wouldn't take it.
0% beer.
Ethan, wouldn't would you take 20 quid?
Oh, I'd take 20 quid.
You changed your fucking tune now.
Did he?
I said I'll send you
20 quid.
I'll do it then.
Oh, and he said, oh, you don't do it.
Live on the podcast, new segment, Tom Pays Up.
Ooh,
this is good.
Any money.
This is good. If you don't do it, you get a spicy sweet.
Maybe Max pays up.
Pays what?
Can I stop people to laugh? Some, is that possible? Is that a thing?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's
good. Pay people to laugh.
Yeah, just when I'm on.
Hey guys, it's time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Ryan.
Yep.
Do you want to get us underway, please?
I have put £3.
Ooh. 2,500.
500 quid.
£100.
Okay, and the question is, how much would you charge if you were a sex worker?
This is for a hand job, right? This is just, you know, entry level, yeah?
Yeah, man.
It goes up incrementally.
So you're a gay sex worker?
Yeah, I figured. Okay. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to make it viable, you know?
This is for full-blown intercourse.
Fully blown as well.
Yeah. You get
interesting pound symbol.
Very interesting.
What's going on there?
Charismatic chat with it as well.
Okay. Bloody hell's that?
It's the pound symbol.
If you can't do a pound symbol, he can't find the clitoris.
I bloody can.
I thought that was like some sort of foreign
signal.
Currency there.
Pound signal.
Symbol.
Here comes the pound.
The pound
bloke on the corner
exactly
of the road.
What
the fuck is going on?
What do you do, pound signals? So, signs.
mine's a bit rushed, but still similar.
Yeah,
2,500 for me.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but I didn't know what the service was.
I imagine full sex if it's a sex worker.
Right, yeah. Okay, full sex, I'd probably.
That's too late, mate. You've put yourself.
You're not having full sex with 500 quid. You get some.
Depends who it is. It's you know. I'm.
You'll pay then.
Well, yeah, potentially. If they're more expensive than me, I guess I would have to.
What?
Oh, so you just.
So I'd mind.
This is like, work collaboration.
So if it's 300 quid, I'd be like, all right, take away my 100 that I'd be paying.
You're treating
be paying
this
me.
As a voucher.
Yeah.
Smith.
At this point, I have to. £100.
You're assuming they want your services.
Take it or leave it.
I'd start low. Work my way up. So next year I'll do like 350.
Next year, in
very
a whole year,
so
you're going to go up 50p.
Yeah, but I'll do a few years, you know, get the business going.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. You're worried that you might be rusty. You don't want to overcharge.
I think £3 is fair.
Okay. Yeah.
How long is that £3 though? Because
and does it guarantee an orgasm?
It doesn't
would be
guarantee
just
orgasm.
A full-time
it doesn't
job.
Guarantee orgasm.
No,
it's £3.
Right,
it's not
okay.
Even minimum wage for an hour's work.
Yeah. Well, if I said, really, it's not working if you love it.
If I said I want an orgasm, is there a price or would you say you're going to have to go elsewhere? That's not my business.
It would just be more a matter of time, so...
Probably. This is a you problem, hun. I've done all I can.
Yeah. You
now give me my money.
You're broken.
The rhino experience.
You're clearly broken.
Right.
Give me 5 stars on TripAdvisor.
And I'll make you come.
TripAdvisor.
It's all right, isn't it? £100.
£100 is cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
Yeah, generous.
For full sex.
And would it be when you're full? You just had a good meal.
Yeah, it's always after an all-you-can-eat buffet.
You just go, whoa, that was a lot of food.
It's in the toilets of Tops.
You know? Tops?
Hey, that's good, isn't it?
£100 a head?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no, that's a joke. 2,500 is very expensive. But,
it is. What are you offering for this, you know, high class
full sex, I guess. Yeah. You just have to. Yeah.
Full penetrative sex.
Or whatever they want.
Well, I was assuming this is my livelihood. So I was thinking, I don't want to price myself out if I'm dependent on this.
Exactly.
Money,
yeah.
I do want to price myself out. Yeah. I just want to get the gullible idiots, you know.
Yeah.
The ones who think, you know, you pay more, you get more.
No.
You've been hoodwinked.
Are you wearing anything nice? Like
and
a little
I will
hat?
Wink at your hood.
Anything nice like a little hat?
No. So okay. What is sex what, like what in the Max Smith household? Three-piece suit. You're about to get it. Where's my cane?
Leave the clothes. You can leave.
I've spotted a lovely brooch. She knows it's on.
You're charging more for a cameo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But cameos
less
like
for a
bit of effort.
Cameos in your arms.
You know, I put some effort into this.
Do you? I've seen some of your cameos.
I just need to get hard.
I don't think you do.
One of your cameos was you fucking a bear, like a big purple dinosaur thing.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And so you're paying
fucking it.
You're charging extra for a video of fake sex with a teddy bear.
Yeah, well, it was fake sex, wasn't it, with a teddy bear?
Whereas this is going to be real sex with a human
but
being.
A lot less work.
Potentially. Oh god.
Physically, it's a lot less.
If someone had £3,000, they could have sex with you 100 times. Or is it 1,000 times? Sorry.
Yeah.
Get that money.
Or they could do me and Tom once.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They could rent you for the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 300 times?
I'm the one making the money.
I'll take it, mate. At this point, yeah.
Ethan, you got £3,000. What are you doing?
There's quite an array of opportunities here. Max could smother me because of our size differences.
You could be on top.
Tom might make me feel, I don't know, insecure. Stephen would probably belittle me and make me feel very small.
Really quite little.
And Ryan, I just feel that I'd
go on.
I'd be breaking you even more.
No,
I'd just take advantage of
you,
a vulnerable.
I'll be sorting you right out, mate.
No, I don't know if I'd be hard for it.
No one's going to be paying for that.
They will.
They won't.
You get your fancy dandies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with this, they'll just, you know, we'll shag once, then it'll be like, you know, £3.
Yeah, but you'll be getting like
a different clientele,
people,
mate. You get a homeless person.
Yeah. Could encourage more people to give money to the homeless because they'll be like, oh, they're not going to go and spend it on alcohol and drugs.
They're going to spend it on the rhino. A guy that will eventually spend
God,
it on alcohol
and drugs.
They
used to be addicted to drugs. Now they're addicted to Ryan's penis.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah. They just found a new needle.
I call this the crack pipe.
Oh,
the sound was the worst part.
You're letting people anally penetrate you for £3.
So you're being bummed.
Yeah, better than our patron.
Yeah, only for a year, then it'll be £350.
Right, that's a big jump up.
Yeah. You're going to make it a year. I reckon you're killing yourself inside 3 months.
It's after the first day.
You got £2.82 name. Not for me, love. Who do you think's the liar amongst us?
I think it's Max.
At first I thought it was Ryan, but yeah, maybe it's Stephen. 2,500 is a big chunk of change.
It's a good price.
I don't know what his appetite's like for being a sex worker. It doesn't surprise me that he's priced himself out. Ryan, I've seen him quote crazy prices to do, like, you know, odds and stuff.
Well, I think it was £5,000, wasn't it, for like 50 men?
Yeah.
I was thinking in the long
term. When actually, you know, these 50 men could just, you know, pull together.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ryan.
I'm going to say Stephen.
Oh, it's Ryan.
Ryan, what was your question?
My question was, what do you think is a fair price for a meal deal?
£3, that's cheap these days.
Yeah, these days.
Well, yeah, I was just, funny enough, I was actually debating I was putting £3 or £3.50.
That is funny. That is funny. And you know what's great? Is that you were having that internal debate
there anyway.
And you were able to draw on it as part of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clever man.
I'm pretty sure Ryan was still having that debate long after we revealed what the question was.
£100's quite cheap, Max.
Sorry?
Yeah. £100's quite cheap. Yeah.
Well, I think I was sort of stuck in that. I don't know what I'm charging that for. Is that a blowjob or is that giving a lady cunnilingus?
I think that's the rate that you've got to do everything at.
Everything. Because, like, you know, realistically, it's there's so many different prices that you're given.
But you said £100. I've given you £100. £100
to ride
you more for this. I got you a con artist. Yeah. Meant to be a cum artist.
Mate, I've got a menu here of options.
Yeah.
£100.
The only menu are getting... Fuck off.
You've come to my place of business.
Yeah. Your place of business? You're in a kid's park? What are you doing, pal?
What are you doing?
Come for sex? With you? No, got it. Put my trousers down. Actually, it's another £30 if you're gonna lick me off, pal.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
What do you mean?
So you're paying to lick his arsehole?
Yes, £100. It's just part of, you know, part of what I do.
Wait, I know, but look, the extra 30 quid goes a long way, man.
I do not care.
I might even wipe.
I've paid. I want to taste that sphincter and I want to do everything else.
For £100
for sex with Max Smith. Guess
it's not sex, though, is it?
Part
licking?
Of sex is licking the sphincter.
No, I don't believe so.
It's an immersive experience, isn't it? You know, who are you to tell him what sex is?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Sex himself. Ethan, can I get a final question, please? It's the
final question.
You've turned into a blob and you've been through
it. All of us.
You've been thrown. You're a blob and you've been through it.
You're a blob and you've been thrown. Brilliant.
To the bottom of the ocean for 1 year. If you accept, I will give you £100 million. Now, as this blob, you cannot control yourself or your being. You're a conscious,
you're
stuck
conscious
within
blob.
The blob. Yes.
Just like a little blob.
Right, you're just okay. A blob, yeah.
I'm okay, thanks.
Do you not want to get involved with that?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not going
to
do that.
Is there any dangers to me?
Of course there's dangers. You're in the fucking ocean.
I know, but you might say, like, oh, you're an impervious blob.
You've gone past the twilight zone.
So what? If I could just get eaten in the next day, then obviously not.
You could.
There's not a lot down there in the very depths.
You don't know that. You haven't been there.
No, but this is what science tells me.
This is the best country.
Yeah. Yep.
If I've been magically turned into a blob, you could make me into an impervious one. But if you're not doing
that... There's got to be an element of risk.
Well, there is an element of risk. Being a blob for a year, fuck off, you would go insane. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to talk.
Had your moments.
Where the journey, mate. Still going strong, baby.
It'd be cool to see what goes on down there, but it also could be horrific.
It's literally solitary confinement.
Yeah,
and you'd be away from everyone.
You're a brain in a blob.
Oh, exactly. So yeah. you would.
There's
you
every
would,
chance
when you're
bad
turned
happens.
Back into a person,
a very
mentally,
rich person.
Doesn't matter. You'd be fucked mentally.
Yeah,
would be enough. I'd expect you'd have a fair bit to talk about, though, and it's like, you know,
you?
What have you been up
it's
to
pitch black.
In the last week?
Didn't see anything. It's pitch black, mate. Yeah. The sun doesn't reach those depths. Yeah. I was a blind blob for a year.
And it's freezing.
So it sounds like you've taken the challenge, then.
100 million, man. The fear is just getting eaten by a shark.
No sharks down at the very bottom.
Well,
they
want to
eat you.
No. You get some of them like weird fish, you know, like with the light bulb.
And they're so hungry, man.
Yeah. Mm.
I would be worried that a sort of fish would crawl into me and make it its home.
Yeah, like
that's what 3 pounds.
See, like a big beanbag.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be eaten at that point than tortured.
What if everyone's just fucking you? People just pull up, they fuck the blob and swim off. People, fish, and
there's people.
Sea
people. People have taken this trip
deep
down.
Sea divers,
they've heard about this little blob.
This sexy blob.
This little sexy blob.
I'm
that's
still
the best
working.
Orgasm you'll ever get.
And only for £3.
You only feel it when you get to the surface. I thought you were gasping for air.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to take the money. Great question, though.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like
really
it,
really interesting to think about myself as a little blob at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a creative one.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it, Ryan?
Yeah, really. Really something.
There we go.
Guys, if you enjoyed it, put it in the comments.
Yeah. Thanks for playing the further question.
And thank you all for watching the 60th Diamond Jubilee episode of the podcast. Woo!
Could be one of the best.
Potentially. Every episode has the potential to be the best for someone. Today I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Thank you.
Looney. Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Ethan
Ryan.
James.
Ethan.
And Stephen Trey.
Oh, thank you, Max. Thank you. An honour. And Max Smith, of course.
Ooh,
thank you. Yeah. Love that. Look forward to your laugh you lose next week.
Yes.
2-hour special.